I'm just struggling to get by. We've just felt another aftershock just as we speak now. It was scary. I'm used to small earthquakes, but when the students sort of appeared scared, it became a different thing. They sort of went into their autopilot mode of kind of under the table, and we knew it was something serious.
What did you do, Matthew?
I didn't know exactly what to do. Unfortunately, we're kind of versed in these things, and there's lots of posters everywhere which tell us to, hold our heads and what not to do. But it was a little bit of panic. Yes, we got under the table. There was four of us at the time, so it was, quite a cramped situation. The most words that I heard was just, it was long, much longer than I've ever experienced, and of course stronger.
The bit, I suppose, from earthquakes that's often underreported are the aftershocks which follow. I mean, we've read somewhere something like 19 aftershocks stronger than 6 on the Richter scale. And as you suggested, as you just came on air, you were undergoing one right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're coming up to 5 or 6 hours, I guess, since the original quake. But we can literally feel them all the time. It's almost like getting off a boat and, feeling like you're still on it. It's... we really are shaking all afternoon.